Gabriella on Today FM. Before that was Big Energy, Latto, Mariah Carey, DJ Khaled together. Allison Curtis with you exactly 27 minutes past 10. Weekend Breakfast Today FM. And as promised, Katie Kirby's in studio. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh my God. The seriously epic holiday of Lottie Brooks. The covers, I know this is radio, Katie, but the covers are so, so attractive. But I was saying to you before we came to air, I cannot believe the impact you've had in a really short space of time. So the first one was published in 2021.
Yeah.
That's remarkable.
I know. I actually can't believe that I've got 9 books out now, and I've just finished the 10th one as well, so which is out in October.
Wow.
So I have been quite busy.
Yeah. That's like definitely more than one book a year, if my math is right. And 2 million copies. Like worldwide. Can you digest that?
No, I just find it absolutely bonkers. I can't get my head around it at all. But it's lovely. It's so lovely that Lottie is connected with that many people.
And we were saying that, you know, it's, you know, a window of time for a girl's mm-hmm. life or a child's life. And you really found reading important then for yourself.
I did. I used to live opposite a library when I was that age. So I was in and out all the time getting books. And I found that they really kind of helped me through those tricky stages in life. And I was a massive fan of Judy Blume at the time. And so I just wanted to write something that would have helped me and that I would have enjoyed when I was that age.
Definitely. And it was funny that you're, I guess because I knew you were coming on the show, I was thinking back to like summer, and we have a cottage in Canada, and there's like that traditional wraparound porch. And one of my strongest memories is reading on that porch as a kid and getting so much out of those books that I chose to read then. So tell us about the epic holiday.
The epic holiday is lots of fun. I think the last couple of books have been quite a little, not serious, but a little bit more serious. And I think in this one, we see a lot more fun for Lottie. There's so much comedy that comes from skiing, and which is why I really wanted to send her on a ski holiday. I was like, that skiing and Lottie is such great content. And I'd never been skiing before either, so I had to go skiing for the first time to do the research for the book, which
it's
I also loved. I loved it so much, but I was terrible. But my kids were immediately amazing, and I was like really terrified.
Well, they're close to the ground. They're closer to the ground.
They're closer to the... Well, actually, they're not. They're bigger than me now, but they just don't have any fear. I've got two boys, and they're just like, oh, I just hurtled down the mountain, and I'm like, ah, if I fall over, I'm going to like break or twist everything. So it's a lot more scary when you get older, I think.
So she gets up to all sorts as well.
She does, yeah.
And do you think that, like, I mean, going back to just that time frame in a little girl's life as well, and you've been meeting people on the road for book signings mm-hmm. and things like that, it does impress upon them to kind of read a character that they can, A, as you say, laugh along with some more serious things, but identify with.
It's so sweet how many people come along and they say that they found a friend in Lottie, and that they kind of get sad sometimes when they realise she's not a real person. And, you know, it's kind of got to the point where I feel like she's a real person too.
Yeah.
And, it's amazing how many people, like, relate to her in that way.
And Katie, I suppose as well, if you think about it, like, as far as books for young kids and, you know, young adults as well, like, it's a pretty crowded market. And, like, we're really lucky. We've had lots of brilliant authors on the show here on Weekend Breakfast. But to cut through that as well is amazing.
It is. And just, you know, we were chatting just before we came on air, and I just felt like there wasn't much, though, that catered for that, the kind of tricky tweenage years. There was a lot of stuff for, like, younger kids, and then there's a lot of YA stuff, which is kind of maybe deals
more mature.
More inappropriate topics for that group. And so, like, I really wanted to write about that, like, tricky in-between stage that I, you know, that I loved reading about.
Yeah, definitely. So we've got some questions for you. One is from Phoebe. She left us a voice note, and she's 10, and she is from Dublin, and I'm going to play it for you right now.
My name is Phoebe, and I'm Lottie Brooks' biggest fan. I have her newest book, The Seriously Epic Holiday, and I want to ask her a question. Does she have any of her own kids, and how did she think of the Lottie Brooks series?
Oh, so you did answer that.
I've got two kids. Yeah, I've got two boys. So it would be more helpful if I had a girl, I think. But I do ask my friends who've got girls, like, you know, for the kind of like, just things like what, you know, who you've got crushes on, what bands do you listen to, what, you know, makeup are you wearing, that kind of stuff. apart from that, it's
what code
it's
words
similar.
Do you use all the time so we don't understand what's happening? That happened on the show last weekend.
Yeah. So I do use those, but I also use my own experiences from growing up, and I use a big diary keeper as well. So I kind of look back on my old diaries as well.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
that's clever. But that's the thing; like, you've lived experience, and yes, it's a different time frame. And I always say this to my daughter as well. I'm like, but the same things came up for us that do for them as
they
well.
They do. Nothing changes. I think it's just more to do with like technology and the social media. But apart from that, the things that I used to worry about and feel anxious about, exactly the same.
Absolutely. So Phoebe, thank you for that question. And we've got another question from Aoife, and she's in County Kerry.
Hi Casey and Alison. It's Lossie's biggest fan here, Aoife Dinahy. When I heard that Casey was going to be on Today FM, I knew I had to send in a message. Thank you so much, Casey, for your amazing books. I love them so much. They always make me laugh and feel so happy. I've read all of them, from The Extremely Embarrassing Life to The Seriously Epic Holiday. Overall, these are my favourite books, and I can't wait for the next adventure with Lossie and her crew. So, Casey, I have a question for you, if you don't mind. What and who inspired you to write your books? And when is your next one planned? Thank you so much for listening to my message. P.S. Allison, I love your show. Bye from Aoife.
Aoife, oh, before you answer those questions, which you did kind of answer already, Aoife is 10 tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday, Aoife.
Yeah.
And you were just so polite. Like, what a polite, lovely message. Like, it was just so sweet.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And now I've forgotten your question.
I have to.
It's gone out of my brain. It was so long, I was just thinking, gosh, this girl is so polite.
Your next book.
Oh, my next book. Yeah, that's coming out. I've just finished, actually. It's coming out in October, and it's going to be called The 12 Disasters of Christmas. And this is a bit different, because it's going to be 12 chapters written by each of the characters in the book.
Oh.
So it's so much. I've had loads of fun writing it. So there's one from each of the Queens of Eight Green. There's Daniel writing a chapter. There's Dad, Toby, Bella's writing
Brilliant.
A chapter. And Ethan the Hamsters are writing a chapter.
I was going to ask you if they did. Yes.
And that's my favourite one as well. So
I love the hamsters so much. I was like, when I was looking at it earlier, I'm just smiling. Lenny's like, what are you smiling at? I'm like, the hamsters. Thank you so, so much. And your signings are all sold out, aren't they? Yeah.
Crazy.
That's incredible. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so brilliant. Thank you so much for coming into studio and joining us this morning. And thank you to Aoife and Phoebe for their questions. We actually are going to get you to sign some copies, Katie. Mm-hmm. And we've got two more copies of the book to give away as well. So just send in your name and county, please, to 0874-100-102. And you will get a signed copy of Katie's brand new book. And thank you so much. Thank you.
Weekend Breakfast with Alison Curtis. Saturday from 8 and Sunday from 9 on Today FM. Today FM.